Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Here on the Payday Friday, Daryl DeCooper Johnson, Matt Stein, it's Bonte Hill. We have producer Kyle back at the studio. Sterling in for Spadoni. Happy birthday to little Benny out there. Benny just turned the big old one. We're talking Jets and Niners. And Fireman Ed. Oh, that's who we're talking about here. Thanks to the text line. We could always count on you. Chilled on nobody text line. Fireman Ed. Let's talk about the quarterbacks here. Sam Darnold and Jimmy Garoppolo. And if you look at it, I know Jimmy Garoppolo is 28 years old, and Darnold was just taken number three overall a couple years ago in the draft, the same draft that saw Baker Mayfield go number one overall to the Cleveland Browns. Sam Darnold has the same amount of starts as Jimmy Garoppolo, the same amount of starts. And the stats aren't pretty for Sam Darnold. All right, Jimmy Garoppolo at 27 starts, 21-6. You wouldn't know it by some of the callers and some of the outrage over Jimmy Garoppolo, but he's 21-6. Sam Darnold on the other side, and I know he's been dealt a bad hand, 11-16. 11-16, Sam Darnold. So, what do you guys think of this quarterback of the New York Jets coming out of USC before we start this conversation? Sam Darnold, what you guys like about him, what you guys dislike about Sam Darnold?
Well, I'll tell you one thing is 11-16 doesn't sound that bad for the Jets, being a Jets quarterback, to tell you the truth. You know, it's funny because Darnold's 5 years younger. I think if you gave me the choice, I'd have to take Jimmy Garoppolo, though, because I know more about what Jimmy Garoppolo actually is. Like, if you told me that Darnold has a better upside than Garoppolo, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you, but I don't know that he's ever going to hit that upside. And what I'm seeing from Jimmy Garoppolo, at least last year, is, okay, well, what do we know about Garoppolo? Say what you want. He's a quarterback you can win with if you have a good team around him. So it is interesting that one guy's 5 years older in Garoppolo, but they've made the same amount of starts. But I do think you can tell just a little – you can tell Garoppolo is older, and you can tell Garoppolo has been in a system, and I'm talking about the Patriots, where he got to sit and learn for a little bit, as opposed to Darnold, who's been asked to step in right away.
Yeah, and I'll keep it real because I almost got cussed out on our pre-show meeting when I talked about Darnold at college by our producer Kyle. To hell with college.
This guy stinks!
He actually used the S word.
He did. I was trying.
I mean, I don't know where that came from. That was strange.
Yeah, that was strong. Strong and strange.
Up to the phone. Oh, man, y'all didn't have my back. Nobody said that. I was like, okay. Anyway,
the phones are too hot.
I couldn't disagree with you anymore.
I wanted to cool off a little bit. Damn.
I will say this. You know, one of my favorite phrases is you are a product of your environment. And if you had to tell me or calculate like a boxing match at the end of the match and we go to the scorecard, I think Darnold has more natural quarterback attributes that I like. But the fact that last year he mentioned he was seeing ghosts, that didn't bode well for me. I don't know if you ever come back from that. I know it was just a statement. I'm not ready to throw the towel in on him, but Adam Gase is becoming a joke every Sunday. And I don't know if you guys heard Mike Greenberg, the great Mike Greenberg, Jet fan. He said something about him today, 2 minutes long, about Gase. And I just, the whole time I was listening to it, I was like, well, Darnold doesn't have a chance. But the fact that he is 5 years younger, he's learning on the job like Elway, Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, you know, Garoppolo did, as you mentioned, Steiny, get to kind of sit and watch. I just think if Darnold, a guy like that with his attributes, if he got Kyle Shanahan and he was able to run those plays and those designs, obviously he would be better, but he may be in the football version of the abyss, and this thing may not get turned around, and his reputation could be damaged.
Ian Williams was talking about Sam Darnold earlier today with Whitey, Lowe, and Dibbs. Ian Williams, of course, our 95.7 The Game insider, former 49ers defensive lineman, now on NBC Sports Bay Area on their pre- and post-game shows. Here's what Ian Williams had to say about Sam Darnold, the quarterback of the New York Jets.
Darnold has some weapons out there in Perryman, who's a fast dude, so they can definitely catch you on a play action, and he can beat you over deep now. And then Darnold, he can throw the ball now. I'm watching him play where he'll make some bad decisions where if you get him outside of the pocket to his left or to his right and he has to flip his hips, he'll make some bad decisions. He'll throw you a pick or something like that. So I think the Niners will definitely have probably two or three picks, but it will still be a close game because he'll turn that from throwing a pick to the very next play. He comes, they go out in five. Wow, you would think your quarterback throws a pick. You're like, no, I'm just going to call it safe. I'm going to run the football. Like, no, Adam Gase is like, I'm going to let you go out there and let it spin, kid. Go ahead. We're going to go five wide, and we're going to throw the wheel route. So, you know, he'll show you one bad extreme, and then he'll show you another good extreme. So he has a lot of arm talent.
Yeah, talent, and that was the case, and I know Kyle doesn't give a bleep about college football, but I see Sam Darnold in the Jets uniform and watching the Buffalo Bills game, and he's basically the same guy at USC. He's the same guy to me. He's a guy who will make a great throw, like Ian Williams said. And then he's a guy who will roll out to his left and throw it across the field and throw it back to the middle of the field across his body. And it's like, Sam, what are you doing? You've been in the league now. This is your third year. Let's go. You got to clean up those mistakes. And I think the 49ers should be able to take advantage of that. One, he's not as mobile as Kyler Murray. But two, he will have some blunders where he'll make the Jimmy O no throw. And that's why I probably right now, even though the age discrepancy is something else, and maybe Sam Darnold, there's something to playing for Adam Gase.
Jimmy?
I would go Jimmy because I think Sam Darnold is prone to making mistakes, and he hasn't cleaned it up. And that's something where I look at college football, and then I look over to the pros, and I'm saying, this guy's been making the same mistakes since he was a sophomore at USC.
Well, the one thing I think is interesting is we're talking about Adam Gase as a pseudo laughing stock. And right. It was only 5 years ago that the 49ers wanted to hire him as their head coach. Right. And he ended up turning the job down reportedly because the 49ers also wanted him to hire Jim Tomsula as the defensive coordinator, which he said was essentially a non-starter. But Gase was somebody who, when he turned down the 49ers, everybody used it to kind of rip Jed York in the organization. In other words, back at that time, that's when the 49ers weren't who they are right now. That was before Shanahan and Lynch, and it was obviously before they ended up hiring Tom Sula and Chip Kelly. So, you know, it's funny that Adam Gase was, I don't want to say he was the savior here, but he was considered a hot commodity that got away in 2015, and here he is coaching the Jets, and of course, you know, he's like every other Jets coach who's having trouble getting it done.
Yeah, and Bonte, I'll say this, you know, sometimes the best moves are the ones that don't happen because, I mean, like you said, Steiny, he's a laughing stock. His reputation, I'm talking about Gase here, I don't, and who did we have on a couple of days ago? Boomer Esiason. And he says he hasn't coached many games, so I guess, you know, the verdict is still out for him. But I don't know if he's the guy to get Darnold to the next level. And when I look at the quarterback, Bonte, I mean, he came into a crappy situation, which is still crappy. They thought Gase was supposed to be the guy, and being 23, you expect him to make those mistakes you still talk about, not just over and over. But then when I look at a guy, forget Jimmy is Jimmy, but if he's 28 and he's still, you know, Jimmy makes some of those mistakes, just not right. as much. You know, you kind of wonder, is Jimmy already just who he's going to be as opposed to the youngster and Darnold? If he got with the right somebody, you know, sky could be the limit.
You know what's weird about Gase, and I'm glad you brought that up, Steiny. He's now known as the guy who had the weird facial expressions at his introductory press conference for the New York Jets. We all look at him as like, was he high? Was he on something else? What was going on with his eyes? And you think back to when he was an offensive coordinator with the Broncos under John Fox, and the Broncos were just lighting it up until they got basically blown out by the Seahawks at the Super Bowl, 43-8. Gase was a hot shot. He was a hot commodity. And you bring up the Niners in that situation where the Niners were at. Jed York has grown a lot since that situation. A lot of people didn't want the job because, one, Jed York was leaking things to the national media. Jim Tomsula apparently was a rat within the organization. Nobody really wanted to work with Jimmy T, he's a nice guy. He's a good D-line coach. Now he's with the Cowboys and reunited with Alden Smith. But Adam Gase basically was like, no, I don't care about it. It was that much to where he passed up a NFL head coaching job with the 49ers. Even though Jim Tomsula, yeah, he would have been his defensive coordinator, but he passed up that job and said, I'd rather be an offensive coordinator. I'd rather continue to be an offensive coordinator, and I'll do it with the Bears again. I'll do it with the Broncos. He passed up that job. And who knows how long that marriage would have lasted. Maybe the Niners don't get in the shit ahead sweepstakes. Maybe Adam Gase goes 7-9 in his second year. Jed York is like, oh, we're growing. And Shanahan is coaching somewhere else. But it is wild to think about 5 years later how we look at Adam Gase as opposed to compared to 2014 when we looked at Adam Gase and how he was the new up-and-coming offensive wizard.
Yeah, exactly. And, man, it is like night and day. And I think if you're a 49er fan, it was painful. It was painful getting to this point from 2015, but I don't think anybody would change anything right now. I think for the most part, 49er fans have to be ecstatic with Kyle Shanahan and with John Lynch. I do think it's interesting. Wow. I do always like to, you know, what if Darnold would be quarterback in the 49ers? You know, those what ifs are fun to play, but they're all hypotheticals.
And Gase did a exact opposite of Steve Kerr, who turned down the Knick job. There were some conversations. I even thought Kerr was going to be coach of the Knicks. You know what? For whatever reason, he said, I'm going left. Ends up being the coach of the Warrior. Guess what? 3-5. You know, a great coach. And Gase, whatever, you know, he wanted Bonte from the organization and who he wanted, you know, kind of backfired. You don't take the job with the Niners. And now you're in the Big Apple, and it's a big mess.
You know, look at that Sam Darnold, and it just proves how important it is to get drafted to a good environment, to a great situation. And I know with the Jets having a number 3 overall pick, obviously they're a bad team to end up in that position. They're a bad football team. But how much it's hurt – I mean, how much is it on everything else, the coaching, the linemen, the wide receivers, the environment – or is it on Sam Darnold? It's just a lot to ask, I believe, a young quarterback to go in a situation like the situation with the New York Jets and say, hey, we need you to carry us. We need you to figure this out on the fly. We're going to throw you in the fire. You got to revamp this franchise. And that's got to be not making excuses for Darnold. That's got to be a tough situation, especially when you look at that division where Bill Belichick is in New England. The Buffalo Bills are up and coming with Sean McDermott. They made the playoffs last year. They look like they're going to be a playoff team again in 2020. Brian Flores, another defensive mind who comes from the Belichick tree down in Miami. That's just a brutal situation for a young quarterback where back in the day, young quarterbacks would sit for a year, maybe sit for two. Aaron Rodgers sat for four. And it's just crazy how Rich for Fremont said instant gratification. And for so many fans who want instant gratification, all these young quarterbacks are playing, and they're playing themselves into backup roles and possibly out of the football league. And Sam Darnold is it feels like he's headed towards that track to where he's going to struggle, but it's not all his fault because of the coaching and the linemen and the pieces around him.
Yeah, and if you get drafted high, a lot of times you're drafted high by a bad team. And so you're right. There is no patience. Why is there no patience? Because you got to find out right away if these guys can quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
Because otherwise you're having your rookie, you know, sit behind clearly an average quarterback for the most part because the team didn't do well in the previous season. So you're just delaying whether the guy can play or not. You know, I'm looking at, you know, all those guys from the draft. I mean, who was the best? Who was the most equipped to come in and play right away? It was Josh Allen, probably, of Rosen, of right. Darnold, and of Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you just, I get the sense that you just don't know what quarterback, you know, can come in and be a factor right away. I mean, even Patrick Mahomes. You know, he might have gotten thrown in right away had the Chiefs not been a pretty good team when they drafted him. And they also had the luxury, yes, they moved up to get Pat Mahomes, but they had a solid quarterback in Alex Smith. And so by Mahomes, let's say, not being the first or second pick of the draft, he doesn't have that, was he going to play? Is he going to play? Is he going to play? Is he going to start? Is he starting the opener? Patrick Mahomes never had that pressure. Never. And what happened? He sat behind Alex Smith for the first year, and then Andy Reid clearly was like, this guy's ready. I mean, this guy is absolutely ready, and he probably could have been ready earlier, but there was really no rush in Kansas City because, you had an opportunity to give Alex Smith one last shot.
And for the people on the fence about, because I kind of, who am I to feel sorry for Darnold, Bonte, and Stoney, but Jamal Adams, I don't know Jamal. It could have been sour grapes, but he left there before he even got traded. And he said, you know, Gase is not a coach. He's not a leader of men. And if that's the case, how the hell is Darnold supposed to grow when you got a guy that's inept, that doesn't, you know, maybe doesn't know what he's doing or to know how to polish a quarterback or get him ready? But Jamal Adams went in, and, I mean, he talked bad about Gase, Bonte, and I'm just wondering, I mean, will we ever see anything productive or remotely something positive from Darnold under the tutelage of Adam Gase, who could be coaching his last season in New York?
Well, that would be unfortunate for Sam Darnold if they give up on Gase right away. Like, I mean, he may not have been a coach from day one, but then, you know, it's not a good situation. And I think Jamal Adams, like Boomer said, I think he talked himself out of New York. I don't think he wanted to be in New York City with the Jets. I think he talked himself out of there. As far as young quarterbacks, I'm from the old school, like you guys. Aaron Rodgers got to sit a long time behind Brett Favre. As you mentioned, Patrick Mahomes getting a year under his belt. Lamar Jackson got to sit most of his rookie season behind Joe Flacco. Then he gets inserted late in the year, gets that playoff experience. Boom, year two, he's ready to go. He wins an MVP award. The trend of starting quarterbacks right out of college, I just don't like it. I like having that placeholder where you get a veteran on a one-year deal and they just learn to be a pro. They learn how to study the film. They learn how to take notes. They catch the speed of the game from the sideline. Like, this is the opposite of the NBA, where I think in the NBA, rookies need to play, right? They need to play through their mistakes. They need to play. And now we're seeing a rookie have a big-time impact on the Eastern Conference Finals and in the Eastern Conference Playoffs with Tyler Herro. But he got to play. In the NFL, especially at the quarterback position, I'm like, just sit him for a year. You have control of this quarterback for the next 5 years anyway with your contract. Do you really want to throw him into the fire and just wreck him? Ryan Leaf, thrown into the fire with the San Diego Chargers, got wrecked. Peyton Manning was a little different. They built around Peyton. He got to play through the mistakes, but even he led the league in interceptions his first year. And then they got him some weapons. I just think
Troy Aikman,
like,
it worked
Darnold,
for him.
Troy Aikman. Yeah, but he went 1-15 and got his brains beat in. And all of a sudden, they were like, all right, we need to build around him with his offensive line. Steve Young got to sit behind Joe Montana. And I just think Sam Darnold not having to sit, you know, behind anybody in New York City may hurt this guy. It may hurt him in the long term.
It's funny because I'm just imagining Steve Young being in the same room as us and Bonte saying, Steve Young got to sit behind Joe Montana. Steve Young getting all pissed off. What are you talking about?
Don't forget his L.A. Express days. Yeah.
Right, the L.A. Express and in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers days. Steve Young doesn't like that.
I think it just goes to, though, our society now, the microwave society. And you know, you got that top pick. It's like, you know, some of these organizations can't get that veteran that you talk of. And it's like, you know, Steiny, just run his ass out there and the lumps will pay off later. And he'll mature and he'll be better for it moving forward. But when you look at the Jets, it's just a mess everywhere that maybe even if he was balling out, it still would equate to losses. You know what I mean? I don't know what your guys' confidence level is in Gase more so than Darnold. Because I like Darnold as a quarterback. I think he, in the right situation, can do something.
I'm looking at these numbers here. Yeah, I'm looking at these numbers real quick, Steiny. Darnold was 7-6 last season. Jets went 7-6 last season when Darnold played quarterback, which you wouldn't know considering all the noise coming out of New York City about how much the Jets stink. But they were 7-6 last year in games that he played quarterback, which isn't bad for a second-year quarterback. It isn't bad, but one thing I want to go back to, and you brought up the Adam Gase situation from 5 years ago, how much has Jed York grown from that? Or just looking at Jed York, the situation with the 49ers, okay, he misses out on Gase. He misses out. He hires Chip Kelly. He's one and done. But Jed York has really, really hit the jackpot here with some hirings. Jim Harbaugh was a no-brainer, slam dunk hire. He makes the Niners start rolling. I know they don't want to win a Super Bowl, but they go to 3 straight NFC championships. The slam dunk hire with Kyle Shanahan. He waits on Shanahan. Boom, hires Shanahan. It looks like it's a slam dunk hire. Yeah, he did hire Chip Kelly and promoted Jim Tomsula, but boy, Jed York has benefited, but he's also grown from those bad hires. So he's got to be feeling lucky here that he did get stiff by Adam Gase.
Oh yeah, I would think so. I mean, to me, the key for Jed York is actually John Lynch, I think. And what I mean by that is, I'll bet you in the grand scheme of things, Jed and I guarantee you, Jed talks way more to John Lynch than Kyle Shanahan. And I think Lynch probably bridges the gap between Shanahan and Jed York in a way that obviously Trent Baalke couldn't. And I think in a way that Jim Harbaugh didn't want. He didn't want any kind of bridge between he and Jed York. I just look at a guy like John Lynch who's, you know, got pedigree, Stanford guy, all American boy. I just think Jed York was just comfortable with that kind of guy, a grown up, you know, not overly emotional, analytical, just a guy who's going to go out and do his job. And that's, I think, what Jed York was looking for more than anything. Let me find somebody who can just run my stuff, and then I will get out of the way. And I think the way Jed York looked at it was, I got to be in the way with this guy Jim Harbaugh, and then especially later with Tom Sula and Kelly because they had no success. But to me, it was all personal. Maybe not personal, but it was relationship driven. Jed York had a terrible relationship with Jim Harbaugh and vice versa. And Jed York, it took him a while, but he finally found somebody who was a football guy, but also, you know, a gentleman, if you will. I think, you know, how the hell was Jed York going to be able to communicate to Jim Harbaugh when Jim Harbaugh didn't have a sliver of respect for him? And right. Jim Harbaugh was incapable of coming out of his football persona, if you will. That's why I think John Lynch fits the bill for Jed York.
And you guys, yesterday, this is why I believe York gave them the re-up, that they got the extensions when they did, just for what you talked to about Bonte, what he went through, what it was like, you know, the leaks and the infighting. And I think a lot of just what you said, Steiny, is true. And that euphoria is why it was just like, you know what, Jed, the day of the Super Bowl, yeah, you want to win the Super Bowl. But he was so happy with the hire and the way things are going and who he's doing it with, that's why those two guys, Lynch and Shanahan, got the extensions when they did. And still, it's not surprising to me.
No doubt about it. And you're spot on there, Steiny. You're spot on there. A guy who can have respect. And you know what? The way I'm here, the stories you hear about Jim Harbaugh, even going back to Stanford, and it's not something we need to take a deep dive in, but it's kind of similar to Mark Jackson and the Golden State Warriors, where you hear from people at Stanford, he just wore you out. He wore everybody out. He wore everybody out. He talked to people without respect. You know, he just wore people out. Same thing kind of with the 49ers, where he just wore people out. And Mark Jackson, the end of his run with the Golden State Warriors, he basically wore people out. And he turned people against him. And you wonder why Jim Harbaugh's not back in the NFL. You wonder why Mark Jackson doesn't have a head coaching job. And that's not the way to conduct yourself, especially with these organizations now running things like a business. Not that they didn't before, but now more so they're looking so heavy into the analytics. They're looking so into contracts and having out clauses or whatnot. Harbaugh's run, it's kind of similar to Mark Jackson in a way. It really is. Now, we have a lot more success than Mark Jackson. I'm not saying he didn't, but the way it ended and the way they kind of rubbed people the wrong way within the organization, there is some similarities there.
Yeah, and I also when I think about Jed York in the wake of the Harbaugh, after Harbaugh left. Okay, so the first hire he made was Tom Sula. And to me, that was kind of the easy decision to make. It was the most comfortable decision to make. But I think when he went and got Chip Kelly, he thought, I know the funny thing, Chip Kelly's, I'm a football guy, but Chip Kelly also brought with him, like, I don't know, this little bit of sophistication, this little bit of yeah, I can coach football, but I coach it in a way that's, dare I say, a little like Bill Walsh, you know, where I'm just better with X's and O's. And so I really think that Jed York was looking to get away from just one of these gung-ho football guys.
I'm a football
after
guy.
Harbaugh. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, Harbaugh just...
So you guys are blaming
never,
Jim, huh?
He just never... Nah, I blame both of them. I blame both of them. Yeah. But I do blame Harbaugh. I do blame Harbaugh some, for sure. I think I probably blame Harbaugh more than Jed York at this point.
Jim Harbaugh, he was the older guy, Guru. Jed York was kind of learning on the fly. I blame both of them. But Jed York, I think he was humble from it, and he grew from it, whereas Jim Harbaugh just was a renegade. You know, when you just think about the way Jim Harbaugh conducts himself. You know, and I love Jim Harbaugh, the football guy. I do. But you just see the way he took shots at Ohio State. And this past season, this past offseason, it's like, go beat Ohio State before you take shots at them. Like, you haven't even been close against the Buckeyes. So.
And I'm with you. I'm with you there. And it's been a failure to me for Michigan. We'll talk about that another day. But to me, you know, we talked about the leaks that probably pissed off Harbaugh, the fact that he turned this team around, got him to the Super Bowl. And I'm just saying, guys like that, Bonte and Steiny, sometimes you got to just get out of their way and let them do their thing. And he wasn't the one leaking the stuff to the press. And if, you know, all the reports are correct and, you know, guys you're working with, including your owner and GM, if you even think for a half a second that they may be the ones doing that to sabotage what you got going on, I could understand him being rebellious and treating people the way he did. He shot himself in his own foot, but I really believe, and I hate that he left, because I thought he was, you know, he played the game. He was a quarterback. He sees the game through those lenses. He was great, man. And I just think he gets a raw rap on, oh, he told the owner to get out of a meeting, but I think it's a two-way street, man. And I hope he gets another shot in the NFL, because I do believe he will. When this Michigan thing plays out, because I think he's a damn good NFL football coach.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think he's a good coach for, like, I think the difference between Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan, let's say they're both great football minds. We can all agree on that.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh is not going to be able to coach at a place for more than 3 or 4 years in the NFL. I'm convinced of that. But Kyle Shanahan, like, his demeanor is, Shanahan's a guy I could see being in an organization for a long, long time just because of his personality.
I could too. I mean, he's a lifer, right? He's an absolute lifer when you think about the NFL. I mean, he's been around it his whole life due to his dad, Mike Shanahan. Not to say that Jim Harbaugh hasn't been around football his whole life, because he has. His dad coached as well in the college ranks, but it just seems like Shanahan is more relatable.
Yes.
And he's more personable. Even though Jim Harbaugh can recruit his ass off, and you know, you hear about the weird recruiting tactics of Jim Harbaugh, but it just feels like Shanahan, when you have one of those town hall meetings within your organization, Shanahan looks like he can lift up the room or whatnot. He will be comfortable talking in front of a big room, and Jim Harbaugh, he's just quirky, man. He's quirky. You saw that during the Super Bowl week where he just was uptight. The guy, you know, remember when Jim Harbaugh and his brother John was up there talking to the press the night before the Super Bowl, or 2 days? And John Harbaugh's in a nice suit with the tie on. He's totally relaxed. Jim Harbaugh's up there with his khakis and his crew sweater. He's got the whistle around his neck. And
he was
just
ready.
It's like, man, just take a little relax, off, man. Take a shot or something. Take some of the edge off. And he just has that edge where Kyle Shanahan's just loose. So go ahead, sorry.
It's funny, Bonte. Yeah, I think a big part of, and it might even be more important to an organization like the 49ers, and we see it, and I think it's definitely a part of pro sports now more than it ever has been. Your GMs and your coaches, they actually need to do a little more than just GM and coach. They got a handshake. They've got to, you know, they've got to tolerate a lot of non-football stuff. And certain guys can do it, and you're right, play the game. And Jim Harbaugh just cannot play that game. And on one hand, you could say, well, good for him, but that comes at a price too.
It does. It's a big time. We see it firsthand with the Golden State Warriors. The sales department would be next to Bob Myers. The sales department will get messages from Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, all that stuff. It is a big, and that's what hurt Mark Jackson. What hurt Mark Jackson, where he couldn't just coach. And, you know, you hear the stories coming out of the Warriors franchise about Mark Jackson. It's like, come on, man. We have to do it here at 95.7 The Game. If we don't get along with the sales company or the CEOs or the GMs, well, guess what? We're not going to be working for too long here at 95.7 The Game. It is a big part of the franchise and the organization and how you got to do things in pro sports.
Yeah, the one thing we always say about players is they got phenomenal BS detectors. And, you know, you can't fake that. You know, if you're not competent, they're going to see through that. If you're a phony, they're going to see through that. And that part's only a matter of time. So, you know, again, maybe what I'm saying with a guy like Shanahan, who knows? Maybe he'll fail in 2 years. I don't know.
Right.
But it just seems like a guy like Shanahan is just so much more equipped to handle just the inevitable ups and downs of professional sports.
No doubt.
And maybe it's because not Harbaugh. Not that Harbaugh hasn't, because it can work either
right.
way. Obviously, Harbaugh's dad was involved.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe that's got to be – there's got to be a comfort level that Kyle Shanahan has and a confidence level that just comes from his dad and being in the NFL from basically the moment he left college.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, heck, before that, he was the ball boy for the last Super Bowl team for the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
So just being around guys like Jerry Rice and Steve Young and George Seifert and Ray Rhodes and, you know, of course, his dad being the offensive coordinator, and then also being on the sidelines when the Broncos won a Super Bowl, and he's holding Mike Shanahan's cord to his headsets. He's holding the wires there. There's got to be something there to where he just, I've been around this. I've been in this situation before. I know how to conduct myself Monday through Friday within the facility. I know how to shake hands with the GM and the CEO and whatnot. So I think that's a big part of sports, and that's obviously helped Shanahan in his transition to being a head coach with the San Francisco 49ers. 888-957-9570. Who would you rather have, Sam Darnold or Jimmy Garoppolo moving forward? Who would you rather have, Sam Darnold or Jimmy Garoppolo moving forward? Sam Darnold, of course, 5 years younger than Jimmy Garoppolo. The records, Garoppolo 21-6, Darnold 11-16. But I bet you there's a lot of people out there starting that says, well, put Jimmy Garoppolo on the Jets and put Darnold on the 49ers, and the records would flip. But I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, because I see a lot of things that Sam Darnold doesn't do well at the quarterback position.
Yeah, you know, I actually thought about this a lot last week. Not Darnold so much, but I was thinking about Kyler Murray and Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. And the thing I asked myself after the game was, if Garoppolo were the quarterback of the Cardinals, would they have won that game? And I think the answer is no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so
when I look at Darnold, the only reason I'm taking Garoppolo is because I don't know enough about Darnold and how much it's him and how much it's just getting drafted by a team that hasn't won in a long, long time. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me either way, really, if 3 or 4 years from now it's like, man, Darnold's a good quarterback. It wouldn't shock me. But it also wouldn't shock me if in 2 or 3 years he's, you know, on another team as a backup, maybe trying to compete. And we're talking about, does he have it in him? Can he be a starting quarterback in the NFL? So that the only reason I'm taking Garoppolo is because he's had more success. That's the only reason.
Just think about this, Stiney. And I'm looking at the Niners schedule. And, you know, they play the New York teams. You know, so you look at their quarterback situations, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. Philadelphia with Carson Wentz. Miami, they're playing Fitzpatrick, but they have Tua Tagovailoa on the bench, the young man out of Alabama. The Rams with Jared Goff. The Hawks with Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers up in Green Bay. Drew Brees in New Orleans. You look at every single game on the schedule, and I think there's going to be people who say, I'd rather have that quarterback on the other team than Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm not trying to sit here and knock Jimmy Garoppolo. But you look at the age, you look at the upside, you look at the accomplishments. And, like, I'm looking at Washington. There's probably somebody out there who would say, I'd rather have Dwayne Haskins than Jimmy Garoppolo.
What?
Dallas, I'd rather have Dak than Jimmy G. I mean, to me, I don't know what that says necessarily, but it's like, man, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's basically the underdog where you look at these quarterbacks head up to where it's like, I don't know if you can look at all 16 games, and I'm not sure there's a fan out there, or there will be fans out there who says, I'd rather have the other quarterback or the other team.
I think there's a few reasons why. One is because Garoppolo's 28, and some of these other quarterbacks, you know, are 23, 24, and we don't know if they're going to make it. League or not. And I also think the other factor is the style the 49ers play. They don't ask Jimmy Garoppolo to get out of his comfort zone. And I think there's a – like, if you sit here and say Jimmy Garoppolo, well, what's his upside? I'll acknowledge it feels hard to say, oh, man, he's got an unlimited upside. He's going to get way, way better. No, probably not. He's gonna fine tune, and you hope he just gets better. I don't think he can get better a huge amount, but he doesn't really have to either. Just kind of tighten things up a little bit. So I think there's a feeling that Jimmy Garoppolo is who he is right now.
Right.
And I could say, well, really, he's only played 27 games. But someone else can say, but he's 28 years old, and we're both right. How do we judge where Jimmy G is in his career? He's been in the league for 7 years, but he's only played 20, started 27 games. So I don't know. I don't know how big of an upside he is, but he does seem like more of a finished product.
No doubt. Robert in San Jose will get to you after the break here. 888-957-9570. Would you rather have Sam Darnold than Jimmy Garoppolo? And talking about this Sunday's game, we'll watch a lot of Sam Darnold, the number 3 overall pick in the 2018 draft coming out of USC. Jimmy Garoppolo, big game for him as Brandon Ayuk looks to make his debut as a 49er or wide receiver out of Arizona State. So we'll talk about that. Brought to you by Bay Alarm. When it comes to looking out for your business, Bay Alarm brings the best, like professionally monitored video verification proven to catch crooks and prevent false alarms. Because if your security is not the best, you are not secure. Now more than ever, Bay Alarm.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We'll do some over-unders later. Over-unders on this week's game with the 49ers and New York Jets. We'll also talk about the Bay Bridge series. Giants and A's, remember last time they played? The A's swept the Giants at Oracle Park. The final game of that three-game set turned into a home run derby or glorified batting practice for the Oakland A's. Giants have come a long way since then. We'll also talk a little NBA a little bit later. Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, remember the debate there? Who are the 49ers going to take? Should they pass up on Nick Bosa for Quinnen Williams? Well, I'll admit that I was a Quinnen Williams guy. Boy, I look wrong there. But we'll take your phone calls here. 888-957-9570. Who'd you rather have? Let's do this, fellas. Who'd you rather have over the next 5 years? Darnold or Garoppolo? Next 5 years, who you taking? And you know what? Next 5 years?
And they're in the same system, right? They're in the same system. So they would be in Shanahan's system.
I'm just taking them just the quarterbacks, whatever system they play in. Whatever system they play in, I'm taking Garoppolo. I'll take Garoppolo for the next 5 years. Goo?
I'm going Darnold, Stoney. And that's why I asked where he would be, but I just think he has more natural gifts as a quarterback. So I'm going Darnold. I feel confident in that decision.
Yeah, like I said, I think I'm going to go Garoppolo. Just because, if Darnold has a bigger upside, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to reach it. I'm going Garoppolo for the only reason, because he's had provable success and Darnold hasn't yet. That's short-sighted, I know, but it's really all I have to go on is that, you know, Garoppolo's done it and Darnold hasn't yet.
No doubt. Robert in San Jose, who you taking, Garoppolo or Sam Darnold over the next 5 years?
I was actually going to bring up the exact thing you guys just said. If I had to take both quarterbacks, I had to look at them for the next 2 years or the next 6 or 7 years, that would make a huge difference on which one I take. Because Sam Darnold clearly has a better ceiling than Garoppolo. But I also think Sam Darnold clearly has a much lower floor than Garoppolo. So if it was a 5-year guaranteed contract, I would take Garoppolo. If it was a 2-year contract, I would probably take Darnold and see what I could get from him.
Interesting.
And I'll say this, because Darnold has a cannon to me. And when we talk about Jimmy, Bonte, and Steiny, we hear, not that he can't throw outside the numbers, but he doesn't. That's not his strong suit. You know, the deep ball could use improvement. And not saying he can't fix those things, but with Darnold, it's guns blazing. And that's a lot that went into why I would choose the young man over Garoppolo at this juncture, and Garoppolo being 28. Still with those things to kind of work on.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and I could see answers to either, to tell you the truth.
Niners officially signed Mohamed Sanu to a 1-year deal after he passed COVID-19 protocols to make room on the roster. Niners place wide receiver Richie James Jr. on injured reserve. He will miss at least the next 3 games before he's eligible to return week 5 against the Miami Dolphins. This official, Mohamed Sanu, has been activated and placed on the roster. He signs his 1-year deal with the 49ers. Let's go out to Jocko. Jocko in San Francisco. You're on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Jocko?
Hey, guys. As far as Darnold and Garoppolo, I think I would lean Garoppolo just because, he is 28, a little bit older, but that's not really that old as far as quarterbacks in the NFL, and I haven't seen enough out of Darnold to make me think that he's going to reach the levels Garoppolo is currently at. But, Steiny, you mentioned, you know, whether or not Cardinals would have won with Garoppolo, and that made me think back to yesterday when Guru was talking about the quarterbacks that the Niners didn't take, and Watson and Mahomes. And he said that that's not really a Shanahan's type quarterback, and I totally agree with that, because if you look back to when the Shanahans were in Washington and they picked RG3, they picked Cousins later in that draft, because I think that's more the type of quarterback they like. And I think that's, you know, Shanahan likes his system and likes his quarterback to fit into that system. So anyway, I just was thinking of that from yesterday and what you guys were talking about earlier.
Well, that's interesting, because
did you ask that if Garoppolo was on Arizona? I was off.
No, I was just thinking. I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget about what the gentleman just said, because I do think it's interesting. How can Kyle Shanahan be one of the most creative minds in football, but he wouldn't want one of those quarterbacks? You know what I mean? You would think he would be like the mad scientist with a guy like Mahomes or Watson or Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray. But
it is peculiar.
Maybe,
man,
there's something to it. I don't know. And all I was saying about Garoppolo was, you know, after the Cardinals game, Guru, I was saying, would the Cardinals have won that game if Garoppolo were their quarterback? And I had to say, I don't think so. I don't think they would have won.
And, Bonte, can I just say this to answer Steiny's question? 12 of those pressures would have been maybe 8 of those. It would have been 8 pressures and 4 sacks. You know what I mean? Like what Murray did in his ability to keep the play going and escape danger could be the difference in a win and loss, man. And that's what, to me, makes those dudes special. But it is strange that, you know, to the caller's point, they did have RG3 and then brought in Cousins. Like,
and
they didn't
want, and Daniel Snyder. That was Daniel Snyder's guy. He wanted RG3, which is why they made it. They basically gave Shanahan a solid. Mike and Kyle basically said, all right, we'll take Cousins. Because how many teams do that? How many teams take a quarterback number 2 overall in the draft? Think about that. Luck goes number 1, RG3 goes 2, and Washington still took a quarterback in the 4th round after taking what looked like a franchise quarterback number 2 overall. Now, I know how it played out for RG3, but you don't really see teams do that necessarily, where they just take a hot shot quarterback and then in a 4th round you take another quarterback. That was intriguing,
it's
and I
like
really
you know
think
he's gonna
that,
fail. Like you know, like you needed insurance. I don't know.
No doubt.
That's just strange,
no doubt.
Well, do you think there's something to it?
Absolutely.
Well, there's no doubt.
There's something I've hinted on. There's something I've hinted on for a few years now. All right, they didn't really want RG3, so they tailor made the offense for RG3. He tears his knee up. They get Cousins, the guy they really wanted to play, the guy they really wanted to study. You think about Shanahan in Cleveland. Okay, they have Brian Hoyer. Not the most mobile guy, but could make a couple plays with his legs. I think about the Houston Texans with Matt Schaub. Not the most mobile guy, but he can run the boot action. And then you look at San Francisco and who they've had at quarterbacks. I think there is maybe something there to not having somebody who's mobile. It's just a pocket quarterback. He likes a pocket quarterback. I keep talking to guys who cover the 49ers, and I'm asking Steiny. I was asking guys, how come Shanahan doesn't want the mobile guy? And they're just, I don't know. It's not Shanahan's style. Nobody has a really clear-cut answer to that.
So, I mean, obviously, if you gave Kyle Shanahan, look, you could have any quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he's not going to say, well, don't give me Pat Mahomes, whatever you do. I mean,
right.
I got to believe Mahomes is different.
No,
but
he is.
It sounds like what you're saying is he might not, and I know he can throw, but he might not be that interested in Kyler Murray.
You know what would have been interesting? If the Cardinals had selected Nick Bosa, number 1 overall, and Kyler Murray sitting there at number 2,
What I don't think they would have drafted Bonte. I don't think they would have drafted
him. He wasn't better than what Watson was in college. You know what I mean? And if you
he was just as good. Did you see how? Did you see Kyler Murray in college and what he did at Oklahoma? The guy was
about
dead
the size
good.
In the pocket. You know, maybe Kyle was looking like he might be too small. But this is something, man. And then now we just real quick, we talk about Garoppolo and why we don't see him roll out, why they don't use him more that way. You know, Jimmy, and maybe there's something about Kyle and not a restriction, but just a discipline of I want my guy sitting back there getting rid of the ball, reading and just letting it go. And I'm not attracted to the guys that can use their natural God-given gifts that the play breaks down to where, you know, you never really know what a quarterback's thinking when he takes it. Why'd you take off and run? Oh, I didn't see anything. But the quarterback really wanted to run, you know. So Kyle don't even have to deal with that type of thing. It's wow.
Let's get to David Frisno real quick before we hit the break. Then we'll get to Javier Robster to start the 12 o'clock hour. David Frisno, what's happening? You are 95.7 to Gabe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll try to be as quick as I can. So I just want to talk about Garoppolo and to the 49ers fans out there. I'm a big 49ers fan. Don't get me wrong. But come on, guys. Some of you guys, you got to be realistic. This is not Pop Warner, okay? If Jimmy G is not playing well, let's stop with the excuses, the orange slices, and the Capri Suns. If he's missing throws in the Super Bowl in week one, let's not blame it all. He's recovering from injury, or it's the receivers, or, you know, I swear, it's always an excuse, and I get it. He plays for your favorite team. I get that, but it's the 49ers, right? 5 Super Bowls, built to win another one. And in most people's eyes, he's the weakest link. Now, people are going to say, well, he took us to the Super Bowl. No, he did not. He was not the reason. Yes, he played well against the Saints, and yes, he played well against the Cardinals. I believe both those games he threw for 4 TDs. But what you saw on Monday is what my fears of him is what has not changed since last year is the shakiness, the indecisiveness, the holding on to the ball. You look at Burrow yesterday, yeah, he didn't have no preseason, but he looked like a 10-year vet. Either you got it or you don't, and this guy needs to get schemed open big plays. He will not win you the game. And for you guys to pass on Watson for your system quarterback, how's C.J. Beathard working for that system quarterback? Sometimes you just need a guy to get it done. Murray gets it. I don't care who Murray's coach is. He's going to ball out. Garoppolo is Cousins 2.0. Let's not get it twisted. Yes, he's missing Debo and Brandon Ayuk, but I get that. But stop with the excuse. This is a grown man. Look at the suit. How do you miss Kittle 4 times when he's wide open?
All right.
You're
hey.
Headlights.
You're on a roll, David. I don't want to cut you off here, but we got to run. We're up against it here. We're going to come back and pick up where Dave left off there from Fresno about what's going on with Jimmy Garoppolo. Darnold or Garoppolo, next 5 years, who you taking? 888-957-9570. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
Tonight, Sean Salisbury kicks off the football hour with an exclusive interview of Joe Namath.
I know we're going to win. I have that attitude. I feel that way. And it's not overconfidence thing. It's football, Sam.
Listen at 6 as Sean Salisbury and Joe Namath trade stories, talk about today's NFL, and more.
I think we got a heck of a shot of winning. We can beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
On the Bay Area's football station. 95.7. The game.
Right now at T-Mobile, you can get 2 powerful iPhone 11 Pros on us, which can come in handy if you're spending more time together than usual.
That sounds like the two of us.
Yeah, not a lot of me time these days.
But now we each have an iPhone 11 Pro, so we can do our own thing in separate parts of the house.
The 3 cameras are perfect for capturing my DIY projects. I'm repainting the car.
And I can FaceTime with my besties. Wait, what are you doing to the car?
Haven't you seen my posts?
Oh, wow. The ultra-wide camera really captures all the, flames.
Get the iPhone experience you deserve with T-Mobile's most powerful signal that reaches farther than ever. Switch today and get 2 new lines for $90 plus 2 iPhone 11 Pros on us with qualifying trade-in.
for well-qualified customers, plus taxes and fees. Essentials plan with auto pay. Phone via 24 credits. If you cancel before 24 credits, remaining balance on full price of $999.99 for each device may be due. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
Football season is just getting started, and maybe now is a good time to get that new TV you've been thinking about. This time, why not get a really good TV, like a Samsung, LG, or Sony? You know they're the top-rated sets, but their prices are higher. Well, that depends on where you shop. If you could get a cash gift card or hundreds of dollars for your old TV, would that make a difference? Well, you can if you shop at Video Only. Why buy online or at the club if you can get a better deal at Video Only?
It's Game On with Radio.com. Bringing you the best coverage of this historic 60-game MLB season. Follow your favorite clubs on the country's best sports stations. Every day, they'll break down the news with in-depth game analysis and exclusive player interviews. For a unique perspective on the MLB season, check out Radio.com sports original podcasts like Big Time Baseball. The best in sports talk is right at your fingertips. It's Game On. Follow Major League Baseball on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Hey, Prime members, save on quick and easy family meals like hot cheese pizza, animal welfare certified rotisserie chicken, and sliced in-house deli classics at Whole Foods Market every Friday through Sunday while supplies last. Find even more savings on your Whole Foods Market app.
Sports and scandals, what more could you ask for? I'm Rachel Bonetta.
And I'm Rechna Fruchtbaum.
And every week on our new podcast, Hall of Shame, we'll take each other through some of the biggest scandals in sports history.
From Maria Sharapova's doping scandal to Dennis Rodman's friendship with Kim Jong-un, we'll talk about what happened, why these stories matter, and how they're still relevant today.
New episodes of Hall of Shame come out every Monday. Find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them in-store and online. Pros are changing. So are we. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mr. Clean. Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.